And then we started talking to other people, though. When we told them what we were getting ready to do, they were saying, well, hey, what would you sell pork? Would you sell chicken? And I'm like, but there's so much licensing in place or that has to take place in order for you to sell retail. And we had a couple of farmers that were willing to do it. They were at a place where they couldn't go to farmers markets because those had been shut down. They couldn't go to the indoor vendor events because those were shut down. And so they were willing to do it. They just didn't really know how to do it. And so we kind of helped. Burnt Hill Cattle Company was one of our first out of Dahlgren that we kind of set with them and went through all the paper and the processing and that kind of stuff. And then from there, we were like, you know, we should just have this small area. We could add in other little things like elderberry and honey. And then we had other vendors or farmers that would come to us and say, well, you know, I make goat soap and I can't sell that at the farmers markets anymore. We don't have farmers markets. Could I put that in there? And that's kind of how it built.